Girlfriends, girlfriends, well, welcome. This is Angela Jordan Perry with Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling. And I have today with me Leslie Martino. Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
Tell you, girlfriends, we just had a beautiful, insightful interview that Leslie, it almost lasted an hour of us talking.
Oh, wow. I haven't even noticed.
Yes, almost an hour, yes, of talking and just her sharing and giving her insights. And the beautiful thing about these interviews, which I was telling her, is that, you know, you just share from yourself and your story, your journey. There's no right or wrong because everybody's story and journey is so unique in their homeschooling. And you just share and you just sharing that. So she did beautiful, very insightful. You will want to go check that out. That will be on podcast Girlfriends Chat with Angela Jordan Perry. This is season 2, episode 17 with Leslie Martino. That was the full interview, the whole shebang. So here, this is Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling, where it's just a teaser. And we actually just take an excerpt of something that she says, so poignant, and allow Leslie to share deeper, more insightful wisdom and nuggets that she has on that particular subject. So we hashed through about 4 different things that we could have talked about. All of them are unique, that has never been mentioned on any of my 100 and almost 40 interviews. None of them have anyone ever mentioned. So Leslie, I told her, hey, which one do you want to talk from? So the one thing that Leslie, that you shared was becoming more is different than being more and doing more. And that, you know, specifically in homeschooling. So I didn't ask you more into that because just in case that was going to be something we're going to dive into, and here we are. So Leslie, dive into that more and tell us, or you know, what does that mean and look like for homeschooling and your life and your routine and all of that. Dive deeper for us on that, Leslie.
Sure. So I really see a lot of my personal journey as a journey toward becoming. Becoming more, becoming better. And, you know, this whole idea of a journey, I look at my children and I see them becoming more and becoming better, but I'm on a journey too. I'm on a journey of learning through all of my life experiences on becoming a better person. And that I can look back at the end of my life and say, I'm not the same person who I was for the better, you know, this many years ago. And I think a lot of times as moms, it's pretty typical for us to measure our growth using the wrong metrics. I had mentioned that on the podcast.
Yes.
And we just sort of like have all this pressure that we put on ourselves, and especially homeschooling, you know, this pressure to do more and do more and do more and be better at this and be better at teaching math and be better at teaching history or be better at teaching science or be better at, you know, helping this child progress in their reading. And it's always just like more and more and more. And sometimes we just ask ourselves, am I even doing enough at all? You know, I'm doing so much. And is anything that I'm doing enough? And instead of focusing on being more and doing more, I find it much better. And I feel like it serves my family better and it serves me better to focus more on who I'm becoming and who they're becoming more than being and doing. And in doing that, the solution for us is not really to just keep adding more and more things onto our plate, to keep doing the more and more things and, you know, adding on one subject after another. Oh, we're not covering this. Got to add that into our schedule, you know, but to really stop and just focus and hone in on what really matters. And the answer is not doing more things, but doing less things better. And that for me really helps on my journey in becoming, you know, because the truth is I can't, other people might think I'm a superwoman. Other people might think I'm a super mom. But I'm not. Surprise.
Cat is out of the bag. She has let you know.
But what I can do is to hone in on those things that I really can control. And sometimes that means one thing at a time. And really saying, you know what, this month we're just going to focus on doing this one thing better. And that could be having a better relationship with my kids.
Right.
Or that could be, no, we're actually going to do math every day because I've been slacking, you know, or it just means it was one thing, or
yeah.
just focus on doing less things, better.
Yeah.
And also just slowing down and saying that, you know, it's okay for learning to look unhurried. It's okay that we're not getting to everything every day. Sometimes I laugh and I think about how back when I was in college, you would register for your classes and your course load would only be, you know, what you can handle. Mm-hmm. And it was not every single subject. And no one ever said to us, there are holes in your learning, there are gaps in your learning, you're going to suffer. You know, you just can't do it all, you know, all at the same time. And that's okay. And I think we as homeschoolers need to be told that over and over again, because we think our job is to just do it all at the same time and do it well.
Right.
And it's okay for us as moms to say, no, I'm going to slow down and I'm just going to focus on this one thing right now, because this is what our family needs and this is what is important. And I think that out of that, we can see ourselves growing and becoming better, you know?
I agree.
Better people, better learners, better everything.
I agree. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I tell you what, I think it's, and this is just society as a whole, when it comes to seeing a woman, not even just a homeschool woman, not even a woman of color, but you have to look this way, do this thing. It's like we have to be the epitome of perfect in all areas. Yeah. And society has put that on us. We have bought into that lie, if you want to say that. Yep. We have bought into it, and then we put more pressure on ourselves. Now you bring in this homeschooling into it, where we know that people are saying, okay, if you're homeschooling, then it has to be, your kids are getting it, are they learning, are they, you know, smart, are they this, that, and that, and then there's another level of stuff that we put on ourselves to add to the already stuff that we have, that, you know, we have to look this way and be perfect and do all this stuff. And I think what you said, Leslie, that we have to keep telling ourselves and remind ourselves and remind each other.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially those of us who are homeschooling, they don't have to be perfect, and they have to be doing calculus and you know, whatever. They don't have to be the guru, you know, doing astrophysics by the time they're 12th grade. They don't have to graduate at 15. I mean, like all of these things that people may say is the epitome of excellence in homeschooling. No, we're not going to even subscribe to that. We're just going to rip all that stuff off. And we are going to, I think I wrote it down, we're going to focus more just slow learning. How did you say that? Was that
a slower pace to learning? Yeah. Is that what
slow
I said?
Down. Yeah. Slower pace to learning. And that thing, that's what we need to do. So if you could surmise it all together, because you said we have been using a wrong matrix. When it comes to homeschooling, what would that matrix, can you surmise that to us and tell us this is the matrix that we need to be ascribing to?
Yeah. You know, this might seem so simple and it might even throw a lot of people off. But I have stopped judging our best days by how much we accomplish. And I have started judging them by how much joy we've experienced. Because in the end, if we have no joy, why would any of us look back fondly on any of these homeschooling days? Or why would any of us want to continue doing what we're doing? Why would our children want to say, yes, homeschooling is awesome? Why would we as moms or teachers want to say, yeah, we're going to do this again next year. We're going to keep going. You know, I think that element of joy is really, really important. And sometimes, you know, in those moments where you're sitting there, you know, sitting with a child and maybe struggling over something, and you need to like sit there and say to yourself, what's more important right now, to maintain joy or to finish these 10 problems? Like maybe you need to stop, put it away, and come back to it tomorrow. Like just that
reading,
idea
teaching
that, like,
the kid to read.
Reading, like, yeah, like it doesn't, yeah, like there's no, and I think especially for people who have more of a type A personality, which like, I think that's sometimes harder, you know, because it's like we want to check all the boxes and, But that metric of have we experienced joy? I literally sit there at night and I think, did we experience enough joy today? And if we didn't, how can I change that tomorrow?
That's good. That's beautiful. Well said, Leslie. And that's a metric that I am going to choose to go by, because if you don't do a debriefing, I think that's another thing. That's a whole nother topic to talk about. Mm-hmm. Maybe I do that debriefing after the day of schooling, or after the week of schooling, or after the month of schooling, after the year of schooling, do a debriefing and just looking over and saying, how did this day go? Mm-hmm. And how do I want it to be tomorrow even better? Yep. But that's a beautiful matrix. So thanks for sharing that. And again, I told you, she's just so insightful. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a refreshing insightfulness, Leslie, that you bring to this, to the conversation and to the table as it relates to homeschooling. So thank you again for sharing up your time and your energy, your wisdom, your resource of knowledge to encourage this community. And so for you all who are considering homeschooling, you know, do it. If you want to reach out to Leslie and ask more questions or dig and pick her brain, go to her website at LeslieMartino.com, her blog, and get connected and follow this insightful woman, I'm telling you. Thank you for joining in. Be sure to share. Thanks again. Until the next time. Peace, everyone. This is Angela Jordan Perry with Girlfriends Guide to Homeschooling. Be sure to check out the podcast, Girlfriends Chat, the whole conversation with Leslie Martino. Be sure to find it on any of your podcast, favorite podcast stations, or you can also go to anchor.fm/girlfriendschat with Angela Jordan Perry. Okay. Or I think you just put Girlfriends Chat and you should find me. All right. Take care. Peace, everyone. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.